Hi, I'm Tunch Ilkin of the Steelers Radio Network for Steelers.com with this week's three keys to a Steelers victory. Key number one, when you look at the Cleveland Browns offense, they want to get the ball downfield. Jason Campbell is back in as the starter, and they've kind of seesawed back and forth. Campbell got hurt, brought in Brandon Whedon. Now Jason Campbell's back. But the primary receiver, no matter who the quarterback is Josh Gordon. And Josh Gordon with over 1,600 receiving yards and almost 90 catches, not to mention 9 touchdowns. He is big play, big play, big play guy. You know what he's had back-to-back 200-yard receiving games? We saw him week one, the first time we played in Cleveland, and he had a great game against that Steelers secondary. You got to bottle him up. Get on him early. The Browns don't have much of a running game. So key number two would be you got to get after Jason Campbell because this is now a vertical passing offense. Campbell likes to hold on the ball long. He wants to get the ball deep. This is not the old West Coast stuff that Cleveland's run the past couple years. I think if you bottle up Josh Gordon, you put pressure on Jason Campbell, this game could end early, which brings me to key number three, which is on the offensive side of the ball. The Pittsburgh Steelers have done a great job with their offensive line through the course of this season. The last few games, they have been playing fantastic. Last week versus the Packers, they rushed for over 150 yards, only gave up one sack, and they have been doing a great job against this defense. It's a big play defense, and their secondary is their strength. T.J. Ward, a safety, hard hitter. Likes to play in the box, also comes up with a lot of interceptions. These guys in the secondary, they will pick up fumbles and interceptions. I think they have 4 defensive touchdowns. They like to get after the quarterback with Paul Kruger and Jabal Sheard on the other side, and also Mingo, their rookie. But I think the Steelers will be able to run the ball, even against Ataba Rubin and Phil Taylor. These guys are not bad against the run, and the Steelers are better running the ball. Look for Le'Veon Bell to have another big game. Run the ball on these guys, and let's go home early with a win. Go home and watch and see who else helps us out to get us in the playoffs. I'm Tunch Ilkin, and these have been the three keys for a Steeler victory.